Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Midnight Marked by Chloe Neal, narrated by Sophie Eastlake. Chapter 1. The Devil's Eye. Late April, Chicago, Illinois. I stood at the corner of Clark and Addison in jeans and a Cubs t-shirt, my long hair pulled into a ponytail through a vintage Cubs cap. At a quick glance, I probably didn't look much different from the thousands of humans around me, but I was a vampire, and I'd caught the devil's eye. So there was a house medal around my neck, a master vampire beside me, and a dagger tucked into one of my boots. I stared up at the building, excited as a kid at her first baseball game. The famous red marquee glowed over the hologram of Harry Carey smiling behind thick black glasses that was projected onto the sidewalk. I had been a vampire for 384 days. This was going to be one of the best of those, because I was home. For the first time since becoming a vampire, I was at Wrigley Field.
"Do you need to take a moment, Sentinel?"
I ignored the teasing tone of the man who stood beside me, the 400-year-old master vampire who ruled Chicago's Cadogan House, and the parts of my heart that weren't devoted to great books and good pizza. I turned to give him a pithy look, expecting to see sarcasm on his face, but there was something softer in those deep-set green eyes, love tinged with amusement. His hair, thick and gold like summer silk, was tied at the nape of his neck, showing off knife's edge cheekbones and a square chin. And although